Upstate officials are brimming with optimism about how the tax-free plans announced this year by Governor Cuomo fit in with development at the former Kennedy Square. Upstate President Dr. David Smith says businesses are already starting to inquire about moving in.
We have several companies that want to work with us in a very large sense, one of them in the area of laboratory technologies, molecular diagnostics, that may want to create a regional presence here in Syracuse.
Those businesses under Startup New York can be free of business, property, and income taxes if they locate on SUNY or other college campuses. Current research projects include drying coatings and laminating materials without using heat. Another is examining how to use nanoparticles to deliver drugs right to disease or cancerous areas. These could lead to profitable companies and jobs. That's exactly what happened at the College of Nanoscale and Engineering in Albany. CEO Alan Coiero says these innovations could pay huge dividends here.
The most conservative projection on the nanotechnology economy is that the nanotechnology revenues by 2016-2017 is going to hit a couple trillion dollars. The projection is about 50% is going to be in the health industry.
Upstate's bioaccelerator is already built at the site. Other research, teaching, and business properties are being planned for the former HUD housing site that's now being called Logan's Crossing. Chris Bolt, WAER News.